You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Today is Tuesday, March 31st. What top doctors are predicting for the months ahead as they suggest social distancing can save more than a million American lives, and what governors around the country are asking for. Plus, college athletes get a second chance. Which workers are going on strike and why? And the new way to buy Girl Scout cookies. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Governors all around the country are asking for help, the most urgent call from the current epicenter of America's coronavirus crisis. Governor Andrew Cuomo is calling on nurses and doctors from around the country to travel to New York to help the overwhelmed hospitals deal with the influx of COVID-19 patients. He asked healthcare workers, either current or retired, to step up as long as they're not facing an urgent crisis in their own states. Then he promised New York healthcare workers will return the favor later if the virus travels inland, as expected. Already, close to 80,000 former medical professionals have volunteered. Also, a Navy hospital ship arrived in Manhattan equipped with 1,000 beds to take on some of the non-COVID-19 patients and help. Already, though, we're seeing signs the virus is spreading elsewhere. In California, the AP reports coronavirus hospitalizations doubled over the last 4 days. The number of patients in intensive care tripled. Remember, a different Navy hospital ship is now in LA, so that should at least provide assistance. Also, California Governor Gavin Newsom is asking medical students and recent retired medical workers to help as well, saying he'll suspend certain licensing requirements as a way to prepare for what could lie ahead. In the middle of the country, the National Guard is being put to work. Chicago's McCormick Place, which is the largest conference center in North America, will be converted into a temporary hospital. It should be able to house 3,000 COVID-19 patients. Another convention center is becoming a makeshift hospital in New Orleans. Louisiana's governor says his state has the second highest death toll per capita, and he said he's still desperately searching for ventilators. The nation's leading doctors put out some new predictions for the next few months. The White House coronavirus response coordinator said she's worried about every city in the United States. Dr. Deborah Birx told NBC News communities around the country should not wait for hospitalizations to start happening in their towns before they start taking action. By then, the virus is already there in a significant way. Instead, every American should be following social distancing guidelines now and for at least the next month. Even then, she says 100,000 to 200,000 deaths in the U.S. this year from COVID-19 is closer to a best-case scenario. Right now, the U.S. death toll is more than 3,000. Of course, keep in mind, far more people have been recovering from COVID-19 than dying from it here in the U.S., but also people with mild or no symptoms can spread the virus easily. So that's why officials say stay home and avoid gatherings. In fact, the New York Times cites new data from a medical technology firm that found the numbers of fevers recorded in states across the U.S. dropped as people followed stay-at-home orders. Still, there's a new prediction from the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, that this new coronavirus could reemerge in the fall, even if we get a handle on the current outbreak in the next few months. But he says don't panic. It'll be a, quote, totally different ballgame. By then, we should be much better equipped with testing and treatments. Well, we know millions of Americans have lost their jobs because of this pandemic, and a new projection from the Federal Reserve suggests it could get worse before it gets better. The Fed's St. Louis district estimates the unemployment rate could hit 32% or higher. Remember, just last month, unemployment was only 3.5%. But one expert told CNBC the worst of it will likely be brief. Once the virus goes away, people will get back to work. For now, the retail industry is taking a hit. Macy's is furloughing most of its workers, more than 100,000 employees, after it's had to close stores. In short, furlough is unpaid leave, so it's not quite laid off, but still, people aren't getting paid. The Gap and Kohl's also say they're furloughing about 80,000 workers each, and Rent the Runway is laying off its entire retail staff. As for the airlines, they're getting crushed since people aren't traveling right now. Air Canada is laying off 15,000 people, while budget airline EasyJet has grounded its entire fleet. But keep in mind, the new relief package Congress passed incentivizes companies to try and keep employees on their payrolls, and it also extends unemployment benefits to more people. By the way, journalism is not immune to the economic fallout. The country's largest newspaper publisher, Gannett, is cutting pay and hours for newsroom employees through June. Gannett owns more than 100 newspapers, including USA Today. Its CEO says subscriptions and audience engagement have actually increased, but ad revenue is stalling. That being said, Facebook is trying to help journalism. The tech giant has set aside $100 million to help fund local newsrooms, saying the work they do is critical in keeping people informed. All right, we have more lighter news ahead, but let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. It's the world's largest online destination for finding and managing family care, and it's called Care.com. Working from home, need an extra hand with the kids or pets, want to run errands for an out-of-town loved one? Care.com helps millions of families find high-quality care for their children, aging loved ones, home, and pets. Care.com has the largest selection of local caregivers, allowing you to find trusted, reliable, and affordable caregivers for any and all of your needs. I appreciate the features of their premium membership, providing the opportunity to not only search, but also get access to background check options, read reviews, see qualifications and certifications, and more, all in one spot. And I've heard great things from friends who have used Care.com specifically to help with their kids. Plus, right now, you can get a special offer. Save 30% off a premium membership when you go to care.com/newsworthy or use the promo code newsworthy. Yes, save 30% off a premium membership when you go to care.com/newsworthy or use the promo code newsworthy. Now, back to the news. The new date has been decided. The 2020 Summer Olympics opening ceremony is now scheduled for July 23rd, 2021 in Tokyo, Japan, and it goes through August 8th. That's almost exactly 1 year after the original date. Remember, the Summer Olympics were set for this summer. Of course, it was postponed due to the global pandemic. The International Olympic Committee told ESPN the decision was based on three main things: protecting the health of the athletes, the interests of the Olympic sport, and the international sports calendar, so it doesn't overlap with other big sports events. Of course, the change of plans is not cheap, and the cost of rescheduling will likely fall mostly on Japanese taxpayers. This is the first time in history the Olympics have been postponed, although past games have been canceled during wartime. And by the way, 2021 will now also be a big year for college athletes. The NCAA is working with players who had their season shortened by the coronavirus pandemic. It decided to give them another year of eligibility for spring sports like baseball, softball, and lacrosse. It doesn't matter what year they've completed in school, they'll be able to come back for sports. Still, the NCAA did not guarantee financial aid to seniors if they return to play. The deal also doesn't apply to athletes who play winter sports like basketball or hockey, because those players had completed most of their original seasons already. Ford and General Electric are making ventilators together. The companies announced they plan to produce 50,000 ventilators over the next 100 days to help hospitals treat COVID-19 patients. And it's not just those companies. General Motors, as well as Tesla, have also said they plan to make ventilators at their factories. Meanwhile, Johnson & Johnson announced it's made progress on a COVID-19 vaccine. The drug maker plans to start human trials in September, and it hopes to have them ready for the public and affordable by early next year. Though another company, Moderna, already started human trials earlier this month. And a little more good news for doctors and nurses. The FDA gave the company Battelle the okay to clean N95 masks. Those are regulated, snug-fitting masks that remove 95% of particles in the air, and they're usually disposable. But this new permission means they'll be able to be reused, a crucial update since there's a shortage of these masks in the country. Battelle says they'll be able to sanitize 80,000 per day. Employees at several major companies are on strike, saying they're not getting proper protections during this pandemic, even as their companies see record sales. Think Amazon. Vice reports some workers at Amazon-owned Whole Foods are planning a nationwide sick out today. Workers say they'll strike by calling in sick as a way to demand better paid sick leave and more hazard pay for hourly workers who do show up. Already yesterday, workers at an Amazon fulfillment center in New York walked off the job, saying the facility needs to be shut down for deep cleaning. And workers for the grocery delivery app Instacart also began a nationwide strike yesterday to demand hazard pay. All of the companies are disputing the workers' claims and saying they're taking extra precautions, even as they deal with the grocery and delivery needs of more Americans than ever who are staying home. Well, it seems HQ Trivia is making a comeback. That's a live game show app that lets you earn money if you get all the answers right. It was one of the most popular quiz apps back in 2017. But you might remember it shut down last month and laid off its entire staff. Well, now it unexpectedly returned Sunday night, and sources tell The Verge the app is back for good. And for the kids, Audible says it's giving away hundreds of children's stories for free. You don't even have to register or log in. You can just start listening. Go to stories.audible.com. And speaking of supporting kids, you can now buy Girl Scout cookies online. Since Girl Scouts won't be allowed to do door-to-door sales or cookie booths outside stores, Girl Scouts recommends ordering them either for yourself or you can donate them to first responders, frontline workers, or other local volunteers. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for our newest segment, Talk to Me Tuesday, where we want to hear your COVID-19 questions and help answer them. The question we'll answer today was sent to us through Instagram. We were asked how the new coronavirus and the government response to it impacts student loans. Well, the $2.2 trillion stimulus package should help quite a lot. The relief package Congress passed and President Trump signed into law basically gives you 6 months of breathing room. It allows you to stop making monthly federal student loan payments through September 30th. Interest will be suspended and your balance will essentially freeze. Meanwhile, your account and your credit should remain in good standing. But keep in mind, the stimulus only covers student loans made directly by the federal government. And it's always a good idea to check your student loan servicer for more details and more about your own situation. Thanks to everyone who sent in questions. We'll answer at least one new question a week. If you have one to ask, just send it to us on either Twitter or Instagram. Search The Newsworthy to find us, or you can email your question to staff@thenewsworthy.com. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening. If this episode was helpful, please be sure to share it and let others know they should be listening too. As always, you can find the links and sources for all of today's stories right in your podcast app or at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.